4,913 single-family home sales in December in Massachusetts, the highest sales total for the month since 2004, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. For the whole year, sales grew 10.5%, with final sales total for single-family homes of 54,523. Hello, everyone. I'm Ian Murphy, and with me is Tim Warren Jr., CEO of the Warren Group. Tim, thank you for joining me.
Yes, happy to be here.
It's a very exciting day. Not only do we have December sales numbers to share, but we also know how have the totality of 2015 to look at, and perhaps to put the year into some perspective. But first, let's talk about December. It was another really strong month, another double-digit growth in both single-family and condo sales. The 4,913 single-family home sales in December represented a 16.6% increase, and median prices, that's single-family homes, excuse me, and median prices climbed 4.7%. And there were 902 more home sales in December than there were in the year before, the month before, November in 2015. For condos, there were 1,948 sales, which was a 22.7% increase over December 2014, and a 1.5% increase in median price for condos. So that was the end of what was really a remarkably strong final 7 months for 2015. What does such a robust December mean as a sort of cap for 2015 and perhaps as a sort of launch pad for the first few months of 2016?
Well, certainly we've had a really good run lately. 7 straight months of double-digit growth in home sales. That's remarkable, given that by my count, 2015 was the fourth year of the recovery in the Massachusetts real estate market. Momentum seems to be growing, and that may portend good things for 2016, especially the spring market. I believe that pent-up demand for home purchases is fueling the gains we are seeing. For almost a decade, many people postponed home purchases. Concerns about jobs, the economy, and the lingering effects of the crash in the real estate market kept people on the sidelines. But now, confidence has returned, and they are finding homes to buy. One thing to note is that the 4.7% gain in the median price of a single-family home is the second best gain in more than 18 months. It's too early to call it a trend towards bigger gains in home prices, but it is true that higher prices would bring more homes to market. Here is my thinking on that point. In 2014, the median price rose by 2.5%. In 2015, it rose by 3%. Both are modest gains, and the statewide median in 2015 is $340,000. The peak median was $355,000 way back in 2005. We are not back to the peak yet. After more than a decade, we have room to grow. And homeowners who have been underwater with their mortgages, who have been waiting for prices to rise further, may be thinking that the upcoming spring market is the right time to sell. More inventory of homes for sale would definitely provide some high-octane fuel for a booming spring market.
So let's dig into some of the statewide year-end numbers. Single-family sales were up 10.5%, as I had mentioned earlier, and condo sales rose 7.3% over 2014. After a very slow start, thanks to last winter's heavy snowfall, we saw 7 straight months of double-digit year-over-year increases. We've talked a good deal about what has caused this burst over the last few months, but please remind us why we think conditions created such a strong real estate market overall in Massachusetts in 2015.
Well, I mentioned pent-up demand a few moments ago. Pent-up demand remains pent-up unless something unleashes it. And I think the strong Massachusetts economy has boosted consumer confidence and is unleashing the pent-up demand. The unemployment rate keeps coming down. The Massachusetts rate is better than the national rate. Jobs are being created, and help wanted signs are up all over town. Employers have a hard time filling certain types of jobs. Now, it's true that wages and salaries are not rising substantially, but many people are finding higher paying jobs by switching companies. All of this gives consumers confidence that they need to go home shopping. Even though the Fed has raised interest rates once and talks of several more increases in 2016, there is a suspicion that mortgage rates will remain low for a while longer. Beating the increase in rates may motivate buyers in the spring market. The only cloud on the horizon is the turbulent financial markets. The stock indices have fallen, and worries about a worldwide slowdown has people feeling jittery about economic growth. It feels to me that we have the strength and momentum to avoid a recession, but only time will tell.
So I'd like to highlight Worcester County in particular for a moment. It's the second most populous county in the state behind Middlesex County, which means it's probably not a surprise that it had the second most number of home sales, with 7,554. However, it also had the second largest year-over-year sales growth, with a 15.7%. Number one for growth was Hampden County, with 16.4%, but there were only 3,584 sales there, less than half. If you dig a little deeper into town-by-town data, an interesting picture starts to emerge. Of the towns that have had the highest year-over-year sales growth and have also had more than 100 sales in 2015, 8 out of the top 11 are in Worcester County. Those towns are like Upton, which had 66.7% year-over-year growth and 110 sales in 2015, Douglas, which had 48% growth and 108 sales, Lunenburg with 42.7% growth and 157 sales, Leominster, Leicester, Webster, Fitchburg, Gardner. These are small cities and larger towns that really seem to be starting their recovery. For those curious, the other three in the top 11 were Wilbraham, East Hampton, and Bourne, all towns with similar character. Upton is the only one in the group of 11 where median prices were over $300,000. So, Tim, what happened in these areas that are outside of what we'd consider, I guess, greater Boston, where the market really, really grew in 2015?
Well, this is a very nice story. Worcester County sales significantly last year, they gained 25%. Compare that to its neighbor to the east, Middlesex County. In Middlesex County last year, sales were up 13%. Or compare it with Norfolk County, where sales were up 10%. So we have a big difference between 10% and 25% that we saw in Worcester. Why? Well, I would speculate there are two reasons for this. First, Worcester was probably hit harder in the crash in the real estate market than, say, Middlesex was. It went down further, and it was slower to come back. Now it's roaring back. Secondly, and probably more importantly, is affordability. The median price of a single-family home in Worcester County is $236,000. Middlesex County has a median of $450,000. There's a big difference there. You know that the jobs that are being created in life sciences, pharmaceuticals, high tech, and successful startups all pay well, and those people can afford the prices of Middlesex County and Greater Boston in general. But lots of people have good jobs in other sectors, and they can no longer afford to buy close to or in Boston, even if they work there. Those people are finding affordable homes in Worcester County and flocking there.
Finally, I'd like to talk a little bit about condos. The median price for a condo in 2015 was $316,810. That's the highest it's ever been, while single-family home prices still haven't returned to where they were in peak, which was 2005 through 2007. During that 2005-2000 stretch, a median condo sales price was $280,000, more than $30,000 less than it was today. What's happened in the 2015 market where condo prices got stronger and stronger, where houses still haven't really returned to those pre-crash levels?
Well, simply put, condos have gotten popular, and their prices reflect that. there is a trend of people wanting to return to urban living and urban working. GE is moving from suburban headquarters in their offices in Fairfield County in Connecticut to downtown Boston headquarters. With the rise in popularity, there have been more developments, lots of new units, and those units are going more upscale, and those fancy amenities demand fancy prices.
Thank you, Tim, for joining me, and thank you to all the listeners for also joining us. If you'd like more information on how our banking and real estate data can help you and your business, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.